The other aspect of this constantly shifting alliance system was what's called by some anthropologists and historians forest diplomacy. There developed a whole method, a way of interacting with native potential allies, which involved giving of gifts. Often, sometimes it meant intermarriage, or it meant the creation of kinship ties. And here is a scene from the 18th century of a treaty negotiation between a native leader who has made an alliance with, this is in this case, a British officer. And he's holding in his hand a beaded belt, which has designs on it, which is called wampum belts. And these were often used to seal agreements. They would have actually stitched into them designs that would be the sort of terms of the treaty. Okay. And so what this this shows is here's a council taking place and a unhappy partner in this treaty. Okay. So again, if you think back to this notion of civilization and savagery, contest, there's a lot more going on here, just as there's a lot more going on with women than there is just a two-sided contest. Okay. This is a diplomatic meeting that's taking place. Okay. So despite the fact that this era of warfare is the pressure is coming from the Europeans, the Indians play such a crucial role in it that they have a lot of negotiating power, as you can see here. As long as they don't do what the foxes did, is try to stop the whole thing, and then it doesn't work.